This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. The scary thing about the Lyric Repertory Company's ongoing production of A Raisin in the Sun is the realization that this drama is as relevant in our supposedly post-racial 21st century as it was when Lorraine Hansberry penned the script 60 years ago. Director Eric Ruffin delivers a tense story of an African-American family coping with challenges in the late 1950s that are rooted in issues of poverty, trust and gender, as well as race and discrimination. Ruffin has assembled an extraordinary cast of newcomers on the Lyric stage. There isn't a false note in any of their performances. Jeremy Keith Hunter is riveting as Walter Lee Younger, a young husband and father desperately struggling to escape his late father's larger-than-life shadow while seeking his own identity in a matriarchal household. The amazing Amanda Morris makes an equally memorable local debut as Walter Lee's sister, Benita. In any normal production, Ms. Morris would have stolen the show. Even surrounded by wonderfully talented co-stars on the Lyric stage, she still nearly does so. The same could be said for Elena Dunn and Kim Bay, two powerhouse actresses portraying Walter Lee's wife and mother respectively. Both of these women are simply marvelous in their roles. Isaiah Reed and Jalen Scott Wilson round out the principal cast members as two of Benita's suitors who espouse opposing visions of the future for African Americans. Evening performances of A Raisin in the Sun at the Kane Lyric Theater in downtown Logan will be presented on July 10th, 13th, and 26th. Matinees are slated for July 20th and August 3rd. Lucky for us, the Utah theater community keeps getting bigger and more varied all the time. The newest members of that family are the Kayenta Company, a troupe of ad hoc performers who have taken up residence at the Center for the Arts at Kayenta, a desert resort community outside Ivins, Utah, in Washington County. Their inaugural season will feature small cast shows with large ambitions. They will include four actors filling 28 roles in a madcap version of The Taming of the Shrew, a one-man show entitled Shakespeare's Roses, and Neil Simon's beloved Barefoot in the Park, for a change of pace. Those shows will run from July 11th to August 4th, and they sound interesting enough to justify a trip all the way down south. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.